I have a guest in joining us this morning. Kathy Heumann is in with us this morning. She is the director of the Western Iowa Feral and Homeless Cat Program, and that's a mouthful, but that's a pretty big task you got there, too. Kathy, how are you this morning?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. Now, you live in Walnut.
Yes, I do.
And you had a bit of a problem there. That's how this hall got started in the first place?
Yes, it is. Actually, I had a feral cat. I used to run a bed and breakfast in Walnut, and I had a feral cat that I fed for 3 years behind my house. And during that time, learned a little bit about what a feral cat truly was and took him in to have him neutered. And unfortunately, something else was wrong with him, and he didn't make it through his surgery. But that gave me a love for the feral cats, and I began to see a problem in Walnut where there was a group across the street, a mama and 6 babies, and they were kind of causing some chaos in the neighborhood. So I decided to just on my own get them trapped and take them in and have them fixed. And I had done my homework. I got online and found some websites that talked about Trap, Neuter, and Return, which is a program known to help with the overpopulation of outdoor and feral cats. So that's kind of how it got started, was with Mrs. Gray is her name, and her 6 babies.
You know, with our fast-paced lifestyles, things have changed. It used to be dogs were the most popular pet around, but they take a little bit more effort than cats. Cats can be somewhat self-sustaining in a home. You don't have to let them out every couple of hours.
That's true.
So you can have them in small spaces like apartments and things like that, in a fast-paced lifestyle. So they've become the most popular pet in the country. But when things go bad at home, for example, you realize my lifestyle doesn't really fit having a pet at all, and you don't know what to do with it, sometimes folks just open the door and let it go, and all of a sudden problems can happen very quickly.
That's unfortunately true, and I hate to even think about that, but so often that's what happens. People think that cats can kill mice and other animals and fend for themselves, but in reality, it is almost a death sentence for a cat. And the problem with it is many times our pet owners aren't responsible enough to get their pets spayed and neutered. And what happens when they get out there then by themselves, then they mate and they have babies. And then we have very unsocialized animals that result from that. And these are the cats we're talking about that are feral cats. Mm-hmm. Then they get in the garbage. They're fighting. They're spraying and doing a lot of nonsense kind of things that are a nuisance. And the communities don't like it. Also, there's some risk involved in that. We have rabies risk when they're not vaccinated. And at Western Iowa Feral Cat Program, we're trying to address those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. This all spawned out of a community, a local problem, a neighborhood problem
exactly.
In Walnut. And now you're trying to get this to grow and spread out to get more people to understand this issue.
That's right. And we have a Facebook page that is quite active. We have almost 900 people on it already, and we've only been doing this for about a year and a half. And we have people that help us from all over the country and Canada. So we're kind of excited.
Yeah.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so we're completely operated on donations. So we've been pretty excited that we've been able to do it.
You know, it's interesting, you mentioned, too, that people have this impression in their minds that, well, you let the cat out, no problem. They're hunters by nature. You know, they're no different than a lion or a tiger. They'll go out and take care of themselves and things. Well, not necessarily. That's all part of the process in domesticating those animals. But heaven forbid that maybe the cat that you decide you don't want and let just roam for itself is actually declawed. Now it's basically a death sentence for that cat.
You're absolutely right. Decline, a lot of people have different ideas about that. Some are okay with it, some are not. But to put a declawed cat out is certainly a death sentence for it.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, they're going to do whatever they can do to survive, but it's very difficult. They really have a hard time defending for themselves there out in the wild there, too. And when you get cats together, I assume it's just like anything else. You get a group of humans together, sometimes you get some shenanigans going on, but it can grow and it can become a real problem in a hurry.
Yes, it can. And this is what Trap, Neuter, and Return tries to do. And when the return part is a big issue, we do. When we've trapped them and get them fixed and put them back where they are, we then manage that colony by giving them supplemental food and watch them to make sure that they're okay and try to get them again then if they need some kind of medical help.
And I was really surprised by that because when we started discussing this and you were talking about how they want to live trap the animals and then get them neutered or spayed, make sure that they're vaccinated, whatever, that they need to be healthy. And I was expecting you to say, then you adopt them out. And instead you're telling me, no, we're going to take them right back and put them right back where they are. Why?
Well, a feral cat is not social. They don't know humans. They're scared to death and they're very happy to live outside. Mrs. Gray, the little cat that I've been telling you about that I've been taking care of for almost 2 years, she waits for me every day. She doesn't want me to touch her. She doesn't want me to take her. But she loves the fact that she's being cared for with food, a supplemental food. But she's so under-socialized that they'll never be able to be a house cat. So we let them live their lives outdoors. And what happens with these communities then, the numbers gradually and naturally decrease. And most of the nuisances that they create are taken care of as well.
So everybody's happy this
Everybody's
way.
Happy. Yeah. And if you just take, I mean, so many people think, okay, let's just take all these kitties and let's euthanize them and be done with it. Well, the problem is it only takes one more kitty that's been put out to be left on its own and you have the whole problem over again. Mm-hmm. It's called the vacuum effect. You pull them all out and then they're just going to be filled with some more.
Sure.
So the key is to control them.
Yeah. But you do find some out there that are still domesticated, that haven't gone feral, that are cats that would be very, very happy to be inside with a family that will love them and take care of them.
Yes, we do. And that's why we have our adoption events occasionally, because we do find homeless kitties and they are perfectly tame, sometimes to Claude, sometimes already spayed and neutered. I don't know if we don't know their history, if they've been lost or if somebody's abandoned them or what's happened, if they've gotten out on their own.
What kind of response have you gotten from veterinarians around the region?
We work very closely with the Avoca Veterinary Clinic in Avoca, Iowa, in Avoca, and they are wonderful for us. They give us a discounted rate so that we can take our animals there and have them taken care of. The staff there is awesome, and we work very closely with them. We've also done a little visiting with the other vets. They're not quite as willing to give us the same kind of rate that we can afford. We have spayed in the last 18 months 250 cats.
Wow.
And this is all by donation. So we can't pay normal fees. We have to have somebody that will be willing to work with us a little bit. Yeah. So we're really grateful to Avoca.
So we mentioned up front, you started in Walnut in your mm-hmm. own neighborhood, but you're
yes.
branching out quite a bit now.
Oh, yeah.
We're trying to.
Yeah, it's just basically me. I do have some wonderful volunteers, but I'm the only one that can really kind of do this full time. And so distance can be a factor. We have helped the mayor of Grant, Iowa, with a situation in their town. We've been to Lewis. We've been here, done a little bit here in Atlantic. We've done Hancock and Shelby. We've worked with the city council in Shelby, who've been wonderful to understand what trap, neuter, and return is all about. So it is a growing thing. And yeah, we're working really close also with Pottawatomie County Animal Control. So we feel real good about our program.
Looking for volunteers?
Yes, always.
You know, and I would think that this would be a program where folks would maybe be more inclined if they're animal lovers by nature, but they think, well, but I don't need any more pets in my house. Well, that's not what you're asking from folks.
Right. No, what we need is people that would be willing to just help maybe do with some fundraising, just to be a body to help with fundraising, to work on the Facebook page. If I had somebody that would just maybe become a feeder in an area where we have an outdoor colony that's been established, those kinds of things. I need some feet on the ground in Western Iowa.
You bet. If folks would like to volunteer, how would they go about doing that?
They could call me. My number is 712-314-1877, and that is a cell number. So you can leave a message, and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can.
Okay. And you have an adoption event coming up.
We do, at Orshelms here in Atlantic at 1200 East 7th Street. And it'll be this Saturday, the 23rd, from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m.
What will the day be like?
Well, we'll just have our kitties set up. We also have information about what trap, neuter, and return is about. We also will have a limited number of $25 vouchers that people that have their own pets that need to be spayed or neutered, we will give them a rebate of $25 once that's taken care of.
Very
so
good.
We're really encouraging people to take care and be a responsible pet owners.
So they can adopt on the spot.
They can.
And the cats that they might choose to adopt that day, Are they ready to be adopted? They're ready to go?
They're ready to go. Right now we have four, maybe five, mm-hmm. that are adult cats. Most, I think all of them are female this time. And they've all been spayed. They're all ready to go. They're vaccinated. They're wonderful, tame, beautiful felines.
Wow. Just add food and water.
Add food and water. We don't ask for fees. When we do it, we ask for donation. And that can be whatever their heart tells them that they'd like to give for the cat.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, it's difficult because, you know, some folks grew up with pets mm-hmm. and they feel like, well, now I'm an adult, I want one too. And maybe they're not quite ready for that. And, you know, it's a hard situation to see folks in because they struggle with it too. I mean, most folks aren't callous enough just to throw a dog or a cat out the back door and say, go fend for yourself. There are some like that. Most folks aren't that callous, but it's difficult when you're put in a position where you thought it was the right thing, and maybe it's not. Maybe it was a gift at Christmas mm-hmm. or one of those issues where it wasn't really well thought out. But, you know, you have to remember, too, there's another life involved there, too, and they're just looking for a good home.
That's right. And they are special little pets, and anytime that we can help them out, we want to do that.
Very good. Western Iowa Feral and Homeless Cat Program. Kathy, give them the numbers one more time.
The number would be 712-314-1877. And again, that's a cell. You can follow us on Facebook at Western Iowa Feral Cat Program.
Very good. And the event coming up Saturday is what time?
1 o'clock to 3 p.m.
And that is at Orchlands here in Atlantic.
Yes, it is.
Very good. They don't need to really bring anything with them.
Nope. You can come on in. If you have a cat carrier, that's great. If not, we can let you borrow one to get at home.
Great. Great opportunity for folks. Well, Kathy, thanks for coming in and continued success with that program. Keep us up to date.
I will. Thank you so much.